The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today we've got with us Sarah Ann Stewart. Sarah is a holistic health practitioner and founder of the Holistically Slim Movement and author of the e-course, Meditate Slim. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I think what you do is so important, and I know we met recently over the summer, I believe it was at Mindshare, and I remember being fascinated at that time with what you're doing and sort of what you're trying to force all of us to understand when it comes to weight and how we and how much is the power of the mind. So I would love for my listeners to learn a little bit more about you first and your story, and then really what you're seeing as one of the biggest blocks to weight loss and even to body image, quite honestly, in general.
Yeah, I would love to share my story. And actually, the work I do comes from my personal journey. So just to backtrack a little bit, I grew up in a really holistic environment. I was juicing as a kid. I was doing yoga. We had our own garden. So much so that when my father was diagnosed with terminal cancer, he decided to use all alternative medicine and food to heal. And within 7 months, the cancer was completely gone, which was just incredible at that time. And I became really obsessed with holistic health and nutrition and how a lot of people didn't know about this information. And at the same time, though, I was scouted to model. And so I worked in the fashion industry for 10 years, and I suffered a series of eating disorders to the point where I was told I was going to die. And so on one hand, I had all this guilt and shame around food. And on the other hand, I understood how it could heal your body. And so there was this kind of tennis match going on in my head, and I couldn't really understand why, for my personally, why I went down this path and what happened to me. So I went back, I studied nutrition. I thought that that was going to be the answer, and it wasn't. And I kept yo-yo dieting, gaining weight, still having a lot of anxiety around food. And finally, I hired a meditation teacher, and he told me specifically, you must unlearn the way you were taught to suffer. And this was around food in my body. And so over the course of 3 years of working with him and doing tons of just different meditation practices, mindfulness techniques, I healed my eating disorder. I went from 180 pounds to 135, which I've been able to maintain. And I just shifted my entire belief around food. And when I started applying these practices to my coaching clients, the results were just phenomenal. And what I used to do was go in and revamp someone's kitchen, but it didn't stick. They kept falling back into their old patterns and their old techniques. And what I found was the mindfulness approach was really the missing piece of the puzzle to really shift beliefs, so that when you do go on a diet or a protocol or something that your functional medicine or integrative doctor gives you, you're able to actually stick with it and make the changes that then impact you for the rest of your life.
Wow. Okay. So that is a powerhouse in a very few minutes there. You know, for everybody listening, you know, that journey and that ricochet essentially between healthy eating, but then being in the modeling world, I've heard from many other people that I've interviewed and met. Is there something unique to the modeling world in particular? I'm just curious there, and then we'll talk a little bit more about mindfulness and weight. I'm just curious because I keep hearing this over and over again. Is there something unique to that particular industry and that world that creates this anxiety around food and body image that other industries are immune to? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it's very fair to say. And for a very long time, I had so much guilt and shame around talking about this. Because I felt like, okay, this is my livelihood. It's paying my bills. It's actually paying for my school. It's paying for the things that I need to get by in New York City and survive here. And so my entire existence was dependent upon my size. And when you put that much pressure on yourself for year after year after year, you're the belief that your body is basically everything and it's your existence. Really gets programmed in your subconscious. And your subconscious, we now know, is, you know, some specialists and researchers say it's 30 times stronger. Other people say it's even, you know, even more impactful in terms of how you are taught to basically feel and think. And so all this worry and drama and stress and perfectionism that I put on myself for so many years just continue to project even after I left the industry. It wasn't like I left the industry and all of a sudden it was just shut off. My mind stopped. the real challenge is that your mind goes with you everywhere you go. So even in your childhood mm-hmm. patterning of something that maybe happened to you as a kid continues to go with you until you dig it up and heal it. And that's what I found with this industry. And that's why I'm so grateful for my work with my ability to actually go through the industry, because it really taught me that this work is so important.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. All right, my health-seeking friends, we know you want to be healthier, and that starts with eating better, but with not enough hours in the day, it can be difficult to cook a healthy meal every night. Not to mention, you've probably tried before with good intentions, but have slipped back into old eating habits. Well, don't beat yourself up. We know it's hard. That's why I want to tell you about Sun Basket. Organic and sustainable ingredients and delicious recipes delivered weekly to your door. With Sunbasket, it's easy to stay on track. And today you can get $35 off your first order when you go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Now, the people at Sunbasket have been kind enough to send me a couple of boxes. So what have I made? The Carrizo Chili is unreal. The Tuscan vegetable soup on a cold day is just what the doctor ordered. The two bean enchiladas are delicious, and the Saigon beef sliders are fast, easy, and so good. Now imagine the ingredients and recipes being delivered to your door without the time it takes to shop. And I gotta tell you, it's exciting when you get that box and you take it off the stoop and bring it inside and it open up in the kitchen. It's really a lot of fun. And best of all, each delicious, easy recipe is ready in about 30 minutes. With Sunbasket, you have total flexibility. You can cancel at any time, skip any time, and choose any meal plan you want. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Dr. Taz is also brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yeah, I'm not kidding about this. Pretty cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. You can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application, through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. Yeah, pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can pay less for life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Taz, that's T-A-Z, or mention the promo code Taz, T-A-Z once again, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out online at healthiq.com/Taz. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
This work is so crazy important, and I think the next frontier of medicine is understanding how the subconscious is the ultimate driver of everything, even of disease. And, you know, as a MD, obviously I would like more tools. I don't feel gifted, so to speak, as some of the wonderful energy healers I meet who can pick up on that rhythm and that vibration very easily. But I do think I and my colleagues look down the road at medicine. And if we're really going to change medicine, you know, we've got to understand the power of the subconscious. So you go through this world of modeling where it is all about your size and your image and all those other things. And there's a certain amount of pressure there. And you transition that into self-acceptance and self-love through the power of meditation. You know, what is the first step? What does somebody do? And as I'm listening to you, I'm also thinking just in practice, like, what are the first things we should be telling patients, or we should be telling anyone listening today, that when they are not feeling good about their weight or they're not feeling good about their image, where do they begin? What's the first step? Is it really the mindfulness first before we dive into what to eat and what not to eat and how much you should exercise and how much you should sleep and all these other things? Are you sort of making a case for that's the very first step?
I think it's a combination. I think it's really important to have both. I just find that so often I get clients who have gone through multiple programs with phenomenal doctors and phenomenal health coaches and nothing sticking. And that's because they haven't dug up the childhood patterning. They haven't dug up the social conditioning, the media outlets. They're not seeing how their social media is impacting them on their daily basis. They're not seeing how their relationship is impacting them, their career. And so sometimes it's not even necessarily that they need a health coach. Sometimes they need a career coach. Sometimes they need a relationship coach. Sometimes they need someone to work on the patterning that's impacting their food specifically and their choices of food, because food is the number one, I believe, the number one thing we use to avoid pain. And so we're turning to food instead of dealing with the emotion that's sitting inside of us. And just to give you an example, like a lot of clients where specifically we'll go in, we'll help revamp their entire kitchen, fill their entire fridge with greens and healthy foods and give them the recipes and the cookbooks and give them the protocol. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the day, when they're like coming home from work and they're not happy and they're frustrated because they haven't been creative all day and been inspired, they stop at McDonald's or fast food, or they go out with their friends and they go drinking and they kind of just sabotage everything and all of this amazing progress that has been put in front of them. And the sabotaging belief system is really something that I think we have to dig up. And I think if we can do a combination and really explain to them and explain to our clients why meditation and mindfulness is so appropriate and powerful in more of the scientific and research side of things, so they understand that it really does work. And then combine that with, of course, all the things that we talk about every day, which is drink, you know, being mm-hmm. hydrated, eating clean food, sleeping.
The ABCs of healthy eating.
Yeah, now,
all the things that we keep pounding out there. But again, I think the work you're doing is so important, because I really, you know, at least at this point in my medical career too, I'm seeing how critical this stuff is. So you mentioned so much. You mentioned the sabotaging patterns that many of us have that are deeply ingrained. You mentioned childhood and, you know, sort of social conditioning. You know, now what are, you know, for somebody out there who's like, that's not me, I don't have that issue, I'm fine. You know, how could they very quickly recognize that they are a victim of sort of the self-sabotage, or that they have repetitive childhood or social patterns that they're playing out into their adult life? Or the other big thing that you just mentioned that I hope everybody caught was that we use food as pain. We use food for pain. We use it as a substitute for joy, for creativity, for passion. I could not agree more. I mean, I see this day in and day out, you know, in practice and even within some of our family members, that food is their outlet. How do we help people recognize that? What is it that you sit with somebody and teach them, you know, and that our listeners may be able to walk away from today and say, oh my gosh, I'm doing that. Like, what are some of the maybe couple of signs that they could recognize very quickly?
Yeah. So I think it's really just important to understand that meditation makes us more aware, and it allows us to really identify those patterns. And the problem with starting it, and the fear that most people have with meditation, specifically journaling, is that you actually have to confront your thoughts. You actually have to mm-hmm. recognize the pain. And when you recognize it, people get really scared, and they're like, oh my gosh, I have to deal with it. And so I think it's really just recognizing how empowering it is to just quiet your mind and let go of the distractions and the clutter in your daily stress, and saying, okay, if I just quiet my mind for 5 minutes a day, what will come up? Like, it's going to be those patternings. And I'll just give some examples of maybe you were given really good food, like maybe your treat for getting good grades as a kid was to go out and have that ice cream or that pizza, or maybe your parents.
Of course, the ice cream treat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone, right?
The chocolate, the candy. Like, I'm finding it every day. Yes. So.
Maybe when your parents thought they like gave you candy because they felt bad because of their own stuff, right? Maybe when you were sitting at the table, like this is a huge one. A lot of parents said to us, like, there's starving kids in Africa. You have to finish everything on your plate.
Yes.
There's this guilt in us. And so it's really about just quieting your mind and asking for the answers and saying, okay, how do I sit comfortably upright, take a few slow, deep breaths every day, close my eyes, focus on my breath, become aware of my entire body. And it's really as simple as just hiring a meditation teacher, going online, getting the right training, doing a program where basically you just learn how to be with yourself and listen. And through listening, you're going to hear those answers. And something else I really love to do is just keeping a journal and recognizing when you binge, when you crave certain foods, what time of the day, what time of the week, and then starting to recognize where those patterns are coming from childhood. Or are they coming every day after work? Or are they coming on a Monday morning because you have to go back to work? When and where are they coming from? And then it will become clear, and there will become clarity around recognizing what patterns.
I couldn't agree more. And I think journaling is a great, sort of tangible tool for everybody out there who's not really good about being still or being quiet. Journaling is a great tool. I do think even, getting like guided imagery tapes where they force you to be still for a certain period of time, sometimes that's a wonderful tool. And for any of you out there who know when I say the next few words, who know that this is you, that you get home from work and you raid that refrigerator or pantry, or you have all your food towards the end of the day and you can't control it. For many of you, that's the outlet for the stressful work of the day. And the sooner you recognize that, then you'll understand how to break up the stress throughout the day. So it's not like this instant detox the minute you get home that's basically translated into food. So we all have different patterns. I think I couldn't agree more with Sarah when we're saying, try to identify them, try to understand where they're coming from, and then make those changes that are appropriate. But you have to have that initial self-awareness to really be able to make those changes. For people who are out there and they may be questioning this, they're like, no, how does meditation have anything to do with weight gain or weight loss? I can see a very conventional MD saying it's calories in and calories out. What would you say back to them? What would you say back to critics of this field that if we're going to change weight, then it's not so much about the subconscious and childhood conditioning and, self-sabotage. It's just simply about the mechanics of day-to-day eating and living.
Yeah, so it's really cool now because we're seeing how research and science is backing up this belief. And we're seeing it through a lot of research done by neuroscientists who are seeing how mindfulness and meditation really rewires our brain specifically for weight loss. And just to give some very simple examples is that different meditation techniques rewire our brain in different ways. And so based on research that's been done, meditation helps to overcome powerful addictions. Food is an addiction, right? It helps us with our compassion, which then helps us love ourselves more. It helps us sleep better, which if we sleep better, we know that we're not going to get up and crave those carbs and those pick-me-ups. It improves our present moment awareness, so we're more mindful while we're eating. It improves our hopefulness and decreases our loneliness. I mean, it just goes on and on, but promoting our happiness, decreasing anxiety. And anxiety, I think, is one of the major causes of emotional eating. There's lots of research shows that like 40% of people eat to deal with their anxiety and sit in front of the TV and eat, which is personally one of the most damaging things you can do to your body because you're just mindlessly eating. And so when we can look at all the benefits and how it's actually rewiring our brain specifically to lose weight, I think there is a huge argument that it is crucial to be doing this in order to follow a specific protocol or, the most appropriate thing for you that's going to help you actually heal.
So this is really important, guys, and it's important work. And again, some of the nuggets here are that we can rewire our brain. Our brain is programmable, that we have so much more power over our subconscious once we recognize that we have that power than many of us have ever thought possible. And I know just from personal experience and even from working with patients that anytime you put yourself on a program of trying to rewire the way your brain works and rewire sort of patterns that you've been handed down, not just in this generation, maybe in generations past. You know, if you can be consistent with it for 21 to 28 days, then we know it starts to become ingrained and you see, literally can see and feel things shift around you. You know, Sarah, this is such important work. If, you know, any of my listeners want to dig deeper, like they want to explore this connection between the subconscious and their weight or their body image, or just simply how they feel, what's the best way to get a hold of you to learn a little bit more about what you're doing or even jump into one of your courses? What's the best way to go about doing that?
Connect with me on my website. I think that's the best way. SarahAnnStewart.com or email me at info@SarahAnnStewart.com. It's Sarah and then A-N-N-E Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. So that's the best way. And I'm happy to answer any questions. And I love people that reach out about this because I think it's just so
important
for changing the statistics of what's happening in our country today. So
definitely. And, you know, I'm curious, going back to where we began with the modeling world, would you ever go back into that world?
I personally wouldn't. I see my past and my journey as a blessing because it's led me to this work. But when people ask me specifically, can you get my daughter in or so forth, I am very honest in the programming that happened to me and what I've seen with all of my friends who are in the industry as well.
Do you see, as we are seeing disruption across the board in entertainment and in different industries, you know, do you see a potential disruption in the future for modeling where there'll be enough awareness, or you think that world will be that world and it'll always be that way?
I really believe it's changing, and I believe it's changing because the statistics in our system and in America are getting worse. Like, as you know, as we've discussed so often, and in Mindshare, we hear these statistics. Mm-hmm. It's like one third of the population is obese. We're spending $150 billion on medical costs for obesity. 30 million people have eating disorders in this country. It's really scary and sad. And so I think there's a disruption coming, and it's looking at the fact that calories in versus calories out isn't working. Putting these individuals who are suffering on diets isn't working because that's increasing anxiety and low self-esteem and stress. And when you increase stress, you increase weight. So it's this cyclical effect that just doesn't work. And so I think that the work that you're doing, specifically in just like, you know, grounding and talking about yoga and all of these sort of mindfulness mm-hmm. approaches, and the work that a lot of functional medicine doctors and integrative doctors are doing in terms of just integrating both sides, the spiritual and the mindfulness, and the emotional side and the physical side, is really what's going to change the system.
Amazing. So guys, if you're out there listening today, remember to power up. Finding your power begins not just with amassing large amounts of knowledge. We know knowledge is power, but it may actually begin with your subconscious and understanding your social patterns, social conditioning, childhood patterns that then dictate every behavior that you then have to sort of self-sabotage yourself, quite honestly. So thank you so much, Sarah, for joining me today. I know that my listeners will benefit from your words and all the great things that you have to offer. Connect with her on her website, and we look forward to having you join us again in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Yes.